Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on May 21st. From hurricanes to fires to the recent deadly flooding in Tennessee, when Americans face a disaster, the American Red Cross is usually among the first on the scene. And it all started on this day in 1881, when the humanitarian organization was founded by Clara Barton and Adolphus Solomons as part of the International Red Cross to help victims of war and natural disasters. Surprising fact, Barton's humanitarian career started decades earlier when she became known as the Angel of the Battlefield during the Civil War. Later, she helped search for lost prisoners of war and succeeded in identifying thousands of Union dead at the notorious Andersonville Prisoner of War camp. Also on this day in history, in 1901, Connecticut became the first state to pass a speed limit law. In 1932, Amelia Earhart completed her transatlantic flight. And in 1992, Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita, was arrested. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode out now.
History This Week, May 20th, 2004. Around 3 p.m., a lawyer named Brandon Mayfield walks out of a courtroom in Portland, Oregon. About 2 weeks earlier, Mayfield was arrested by the FBI because they thought they had his fingerprint on a key piece of evidence in a terrorism investigation. But by this afternoon in May, that key evidence has completely fallen apart. Today, a case of mistaken identity. Why did the FBI arrest the wrong man? And how did this case change forensic science for good?
I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Spoken Layer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.